Hey there, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Green Mushroom Gaming. I'm Keith, sitting here with Spencer. What's up, dude?
You know, not a lot.
Yeah, I feel you. Not a lot.
I was trying to think of something to say, and that was all I had.
Yeah, I mean, I've got work and baby. I did manage to play some video games this week, so I'm happy that we'll be able to talk about that instead of just news, you know?
We can share
some firsthand experiences with our listeners. I'm excited about that.
Get into it.
Yeah, let's do it then. Let's talk about some video games and shit. Let's start off with just so we're not getting to the meat of things too quick. Let's start off with a little bit of news. There's some big news coming out of Fortnite, and there's some amazing content coming out of it, at very least. I don't think I'm gonna download Fortnite again, even for this content, but watching people play this new version is really cool. They have a Dragon Ball Z super little thing going on, and you could play as, I don't know, a fuck ton of different Dragon Ball Z characters. Vegeta, Goku, Bulma, Beerus. There's so many. Have you seen much out of this yet? Have you looked at anything from this?
I saw a couple of clips, and it looked weird.
It's bonkers, dude.
I'll be honest. I've never watched Dragon Ball Z, and okay, I've never played Fortnite.
Wow. So you're way out of the loop on all of this. I've done both, and this is great. This is coming out with some great content. You can do a Kamehameha blast as one of your actual attacks, and it looks fucking gnarly.
I saw a clip of that being used, and he like hit a guy from 50 yards away with it.
Yeah, and won the game with it, sniped him out of the air. That was sick. There's great stuff happening. Like, I've seen videos of Goku doing a Kamehameha, then flying down and whipping out a Vader saber and beating someone to death with it. Like, God, all the different combinations of things. The videos of Venom jumping around, Kamehameha-ing everything. I love how this game has blended so many different things, and it's working for them, you know?
Fortnite's still huge. It's kind of crazy to me that these various franchise IP owners are allowing that mix.
It's crazy, like, right?
It's crazy that Epic is able to get those like licenses in perpetuity instead of just like, here's your Dragon Ball Z event that runs for 3 months or 4 months or whatever.
Right, and then you can never use the skin again.
Or Rick and Morty or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
And then now you do the next thing where instead they're just like, yeah, everything's here.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of crossover that you would never see in any other game.
Yeah. It's nuts, and they're doing a great job of it. You know, Fortnite came out and knocked it out of the park first pitch, and it's allowed them to capture these IPs the way they have. You know, it's so big that why wouldn't Dragon Ball Z Super, with a new movie coming out, capitalize on this type of look at their content? Star Wars jumping on it, like, hey, let's capture a younger crowd. Why not inject our exact things into this ready-made video game to do it? And a bunch of young kids are playing this game. It makes the content it's a lot more cartoony, a lot less violent seeming. It is a violent video game, obviously. You're shooting people and whatnot, but you put Star Wars characters and Marvel characters and Dragon Ball characters, all these other different IPs, and it makes it so parents are a lot more likely to be like, okay, at least there's not blood and guts and like real world violence. This is a fucking cartoon. Like,
yeah, for sure. That's kind of cool.
So yeah, it's accessible. They're reaching smaller, younger crowds. It's pretty amazing to me. They've done a remarkable job. If you haven't already, check out some of these videos coming out. I'll try and share more of them in our Discord. Come join, check out that stuff in there, because these videos are great. They're really good. But yeah, let's let's move on. I haven't checked on this yet, but Kirby's Dream Buffet should have been released by now. You remember talking about that one? It's the Fall Guys. Yeah.
Yeah, it came out, I believe, today. Or at least the day we're recording this.
Right, yeah. So this week, yeah.
Yesterday, to all of you listening to this. Yeah, I haven't had a chance. I don't know. It's not free to play, right?
I thought it was, but I don't know. And it's got to be only on Switch. Nintendo doesn't like free to play.
Yeah, no, this is definitely... I don't know how much it is. I'm going to look it up. Let's see what it's going for. My guess would be $40.
They can't charge $40. I was going to say there's no way they're charging $40 for this game. But
it's Nintendo.
It would
not surprise me at all if it's $40. How do you search their store? What the hell is this? Okay.
$15. $15. All right. That's more like it. But still, I'm not going to buy this game. I was going to play it for free, but... I'm not going to spend $15 to play just Fall Guys with Kirby, right?
I like how we were all excited, and then we're like, $15?
Ugh. Yeah.
You know, I mean, well, shit, if you're not going to buy it, I'm not going to buy it. Who? I don't have any other Switch friends.
I mean, how often do we play the free Fall Guys together? I mean, we did pay for Fall Guys, but it was still only $10. It was $5 cheaper than this shit.
It was $20.
Was it?
Yeah, we paid $20 for Fall Guys back in the day.
I thought I bought it for $10, but yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'll drop $15 on this. I don't think I'll pick up my Switch often enough to do that.
I'm gonna have to see some gameplay.
Yeah,
before I know whether it's worth it.
Let's wait on that. We'll update next week. We'll see how that happens.
Cool.
Did you do your homework, by the way?
Probably. What was it again?
We were supposed to play Netflix games.
Oh, fuck no, I didn't. Yeah, school, baby.
I did not do my homework. There was, like, I thought about it even. I was like, oh, man, I should download those games.
You mentioned it, and I was like, yeah, we played some games.
Yeah, right.
I just thought I forgot that it was Netflix, and I just played games, any games.
Yeah. We didn't do the homework, but we did the 10 points extra credit assignment.
Yeah, exactly.
So we still skate by. Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm glad you didn't, because I would feel real bad if you did and I didn't.
What did we play? We played games. Let's get into that.
Let's talk about it. What did we play? Let's talk about the one you played that I haven't played yet. What is it? The campus game. The Builder.
Two Point Campus.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I never played Two Point Hospital. I don't know if you did.
I did not, no.
But it's very much the same vein. It's like cartoony. It's a sim.
Right.
You know, like a city builder on a smaller scale, where you, in this one, you build a university campus and do challenges, and you know, very much in the vein of Tropico and right. You know, SimCity and Skylines and stuff.
Is it like heavily economy based? Are you trying to get more like what are some of the challenges that you're after here?
No, so it's, you know, you keep your students happy. The students got to pass your classes with an average grade of a certain level.
So you're wanting to
have sports teams, like you build like, oh, it's like a whole goofy little university simulator.
You're wanting to go from like community college to a university to like an Ivy League. That's your goal, basically.
Like different challenges, build your buildings, like put in the different classrooms. You got to build dorms and showers and bathrooms and put trash cans. You know, it's like that kind of stuff.
That's cool.
And then do your challenges, you know. You know, you can do all the standard, like, oh, here's a ton of different landscape options, and here's some, you know, decor, and you know, yeah, that kind
of
stuff.
What are some of like the bummers that you, like the bummers that you come across? Are the things like, I don't know, too many hacky sack circles happening on campus or something like that?
I didn't see that one in particular, but it would not surprise me. You know, I haven't gotten too much into it, just a couple of hours when I had a little bit of free time,
right?
You know, so nothing that I can think of off the top of my head that was that silly. But I played through like the easy level first, so they don't throw too many big curveballs at you right away.
Right, right.
But so, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm sure there's stuff like that. I just haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah. Okay. Is it level based? So you did you like?
Well, it's like the first level you play. Tier is like it's like a low level community college that isn't super demanding. You know, the students are just happy to be there, kind of a thing.
It's like starting a small city in SimCity rather than
Like it's the intro city in Tropico, that kind of thing.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's fun though. I'm kind of a sucker for those kinds of games, and you know, I'm looking forward to playing it a little bit more and see if it sucks me in even harder.
Yeah, I need to check it out. Did you get that one on PC or did you get it on your Xbox?
PC for sure. That's a keyboard and mouse game.
I didn't know
on console for some reason, but that's not the kind of game I would want to play on a console.
Right. I was curious to see if you picked it up on console or if you thought it would translate well to console, but it sounds like not. Like any city builder, it's definitely one that you're going to want a mouse and keyboard for.
Yeah, I've never understood playing those games on a console.
RTSs, city builders. It just doesn't
There's 100 fucking menus. There's, you know, being able to move your cursor as quickly as you can with a mouse does not translate to a console joystick.
Right.
That kind of stuff. It just doesn't make sense to me. I know people do it, but I don't get it.
Yeah, me neither. I've tried it even, you know, I played Halo Wars back in the day and shit like that, but it was never the same. It never worked out. So yeah, if you want to check out this game, it is on Game Pass, correct?
Yeah, it's a $40 game free on Game Pass.
Sick. All right, well, let's move on to the one that we've both played, because I'm excited to talk about this one, too. It is a game called Turbo Golf Racing. Yes, all those things into one. Think of, like, Rocket League on a golf course. It's kind of like that.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
It's just golf instead of soccer.
There's like different boosts and power. It's a pretty, I like the different things that you get to unlock. Did you get to play any of the solo or did you just hop on and play
a little bit of it?
Yeah.
So basically you're driving, like a toy looking car, like stylized car. And your goal is to get a golf ball to the hole as quickly as you can. It's time-based instead of, you know, hit-based, like actual golf.
Right, and it's a race.
Yeah, it's a race. Playing online against up to 7 other people. And it's all based on how quickly you get the ball to the hole as far as how you place it.
And it's a blast. Like, the customization is a lot of fun. There's different power-ups, like you said. So as you play through and level up and such, you get different abilities that allow you to like drive faster through sand traps, drive faster through the rough, put extra bounce on your ball, make your ball bigger or smaller. So everybody gets like access to 2 of these in their loadout, one passive or 2 passive, and or one passive and an active. So you can't have 2 active abilities, but you could have an active and a passive. And it's awesome. Like, the different loadouts aren't too overpowered. I've seen a bunch of different people be very competitive with different builds. The customization looks really good. I didn't notice, like, if are those trophies a paid currency or was that just wins? I don't think there's anything paid. Yeah, because this is,
you can pay for the currency that you can also earn, like Fall Guys was in the beginning.
Okay, because it's still in early access. This is it's got the disclaimers at the beginning telling you that this is still like in development and stuff. But I found like few bugs. It's buggy at times for sure. But it's still very playable because it's fast and easy to play. Each round that you play online is 3 holes, basically. And the holes differ in size. Like, we were pretty surprised at some of the length of these races. Like,
yeah, some
you
play of them are, one. Some of them are like a minute and a half per race.
Yeah, you'd play one that's like 45 seconds, and then your next race, you're like going almost 2 minutes.
Yeah, so it's still pretty quick no matter what. Like just to jam a few rounds, you don't have to, you're not doing a huge investment time wise.
Right.
But I don't know, part of me kind of wishes that you could do a longer one, but then I just know the second I joined a long one, I'd get called away in the middle of it.
Yeah, exactly. We were talking about it as we were playing. It'd be like, it would be nice to play nine holes or something like that. And maybe they'll add stuff like that in, you know. I don't know if they're wanting people to, because right now, even playing three holes, people come in seventh, eighth place in that first race and they just leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's dumb.
So stupid.
It's so dumb. So how would you combat that if you were playing nine holes, 18 holes? Yeah,
you wouldn't. It would just be...
By the end of your nine holes, it'd be you versus two other guys. Like, yeah, and
tops.
Yeah. So I get it, but I still... Even maybe in custom lobbies, we'll have to check it out. Let's make a custom lobby the next time we play and see if we could just like, if we get a bunch of people, if we could set up like an 18 hole course and just go ham skis. That'd be fun.
Cause this is another one that's available on Game Pass.
Right. And I highly encourage anybody, cause it's small too. It's what, 5.1 gigs or something.
It's not big at all.
It was fast, easy download. Anybody who has an Xbox or PC that has Game Pass, go ahead and check this game out because it's dope. It's way fun. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything else we could say about that. Anything? Okay, yeah, we're good. We're good. Let's move on then. Speaking of Xbox Series X, Target has, I think this is still going on, they have a coupon for an in-store pickup for college students. You get 20% off a Series X Xbox just for being a student. I think that's a pretty sick deal. I wanted to bring that
up. $100 off.
Yeah, it is now $399.
$400.
Yeah, so that's awesome. I think this is a really cool thing that they're doing with, I think it's only at Target. It's the Target Circle thing. But yeah, in-store pickup, 20% off for a Series X. I think that's dope.
Yeah, it's a great deal if you're eligible. We would not be.
No, I would like to be, but I already bought one. Fucking stupid Target. Give me 20% off. All right, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this news coming out about a free-to-play RPG mobile only game that is based off of Avatar, The Last Airbender. I would really love an awesome Avatar game, and this is a free-to-play mobile only RPG. I can't imagine this is the game that I want. What do you think?
No, 100% not. I'm avoiding this like the plague because this is another Diablo Infinite.
I'm glad we're on the same page then.
Or Immortal
because
or whatever.
When I first started reading the start of that article, Avatar, yada yada, I was like, oh my god, this is great. And then it's free to play mobile only RPG. That sounds like nothing I want to be a part of.
No thank you.
However, there was another leak, seemingly, is what this says, that there will be a console game. They're saying it's called Quest for Balance. They say it's in development. So, you know, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl had some of these characters in it. I think they're seeing some success with this IP in a video game system. And they're going to have to really get into it. I hope they make a really badass console game for Avatar.
Yeah. So it looks like the developer behind the leak is the same studio that did that Cobra Kai game.
Oh yeah, you liked that game, didn't you?
It was fine. Yeah, it was fine.
But I don't want that game for Avatar. Like, I hope it's better than
right. I want something a little more in depth than that, and I don't know that the studio can do it.
Right, so, I hear you. There,
I don't know. Like this is another one that I just don't have high hopes for. I would love to be proved wrong and get some epic, expansive Avatar, you know, in-depth RPG or something. But I don't see that happening.
I'm thinking GTA style character swap in the late, like the early adult years of Team Avatar, as they're like coming into the, that's the game I want right there.
All
right.
I could see that. Sure.
That would be fucking amazing. That's not this game. Where I am excited about this news and not particularly these games is kind of what I said about Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl having some success with these characters. People like playing them. They like seeing them in a video game. So these smaller developers are like, oh, hey, let's make some games. They might see a little bit of success as well. And that's when we get that boom, big developer, like, we need to capitalize on what's going on here. Like, these things happen in trends. It's like movies anymore, you know? Like, so
I just don't understand why this hasn't been a bigger thing to begin with.
Yeah, like, it's easy animation. It's
a property that is like ripe for doing games with.
Right. You don't just need
hasn't been much.
And it's Nickelodeon too. You'd think they'd be pretty easy to partner up with for a fucking video game. They made Ren and Stimpy games all the time. It's easy animation. You don't have to make it overly realistic. So like developments would seemingly be more simple than some of these very hyper realistic games, you know? I don't know.
Weird.
But hopefully this is starting a trend and we'll see more Avatar games happening, because that would be really fucking awesome. I'd be excited for that.
Absolutely.
All right. What else can we talk about? We could talk about Multiversus. I played the tutorial for Multiversus. That was as far as I could get. And I like it. I like the mechanics. I really like that it feels different than these other Brawl games. One of the things that I was noticing with Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl, you know, we were talking about it just recently, like why we just kind of fizzled out of that game. And I think it's because it's just the same exact thing as Super Smash, but reskinned with Nickelodeon characters, right?
And Multiverses, I also felt like the characters didn't, I don't know, I felt like the moves were not exciting.
It didn't feel like it was straight from, and the with lack of voice acting as well was annoying to me when you're playing SpongeBob and there's no like or anything happening.
Right. Like give me something.
And none of the moves, like you said, felt like they were taken from the character. It was made for the video game. Like whereas Multiverses, they take these characters and it's like, oh shit, I've seen Wonder Woman do those moves in that movie. Like, you're playing these, with the exception of things like Shaggy, but even then you're pulling out a sandwich, you're going Super Saiyan. I love that. Like, the things that they did differently from what you get in their original setting is good, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And the feeling of mechanics is different. The multiple jumps that you could do, the types of moves in the air you can do. Like they started with the basis of these same Brawl games, but they made it their own. It feels different.
Yeah, I like the way it plays really well. I've probably put 2 or 3 hours into it so far beyond the tutorial. I leveled up Finn from Adventure Time to like level 7 or 8 now. It is free to play, so most of the characters are locked behind a paywall. You gotta buy their currency and unlock them, but you can earn the currency, it's just slow going.
Yeah, that's why many would call this pay to win, is because you can get these quote unquote better characters by paying in, but
I don't know, they seem pretty balanced to me, frankly.
I saw a tier tree. Expensive
characters.
Yeah, I saw a tier list that somebody was like, okay, here's all the characters for Multiversus out right now in a tier list. And you know how usually it's like S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier, D tier. He had a S, A+, A-. He said, I'm doing it this way because every single one of these characters is a viable character. There's not that much difference between how powerful somebody is. It's just the difference in their gameplay. So if you get good at playing someone, like, you're not putting yourself at a disadvantage because you pick somebody that wasn't meta. You're just, like, slightly below this other character. It's and I liked the way that he put that, you know, making a tier list not go past A. He was telling people, this is a very balanced game. And I think that's awesome.
And it feels that way. It does feel really balanced. Like, there's not any time where I'm like, oh, fuck, Iron Giant? I guess, right, I might as well just quit. Like, it's not like that at all. I've had success against every other character I've seen, sometimes and lost sometimes.
Right. And it, like, obviously there's going to be like the more well-liked IPs, that people are going to be picking from, but it limits, like you were saying, it's like, oh shit, it's this guy. It also limits that from being every single fucking game. Every game is going to feel different because people are able to pick different characters.
Right.
So you're not going up against the same guy at match after match after match.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's plenty of variety. I don't know. It's just a lot of fun. It's definitely worth downloading, even being free to play with microtransactions. It's still fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm going to have to play more of it. I really like the way it works. It's smooth as hell. Like, playing online, too, it's smooth. They did a great job writing this game.
Yeah, I agree. I haven't had any hiccups whatsoever, like, with connectivity or lag or anything like that.
Yeah. And it's blowing up. They had over 10 million people before the game was actually released. Like, that's nuts. I think we were talking about that last week. So... major success for a free-to-play game. They're probably making money hand over fist with that. So,
yeah, a lot of updates already on the horizon.
Yeah, full release is coming. So they're saying Black Adam is going to be added in, and Stripe from Gremlins. I'm excited about that. Stripe main for sure.
Yeah, they're being added as part of season one, along with Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty, yeah. Sick. That, like, I like who they're adding. I like the style of the animation. Like we were saying before, the moves that you're using are familiar to the character. It feels really good. This is a great game.
Yeah, a lot of thought went into it for sure.
All right, well, let's move on to some other stuff. What else can we talk about? Do you have a moment? You wanna have a moment together?
I don't. There was a Magic did a like a world building. I don't know. What the fuck is the word? Announcement, a stream. And it was cool. A lot of art from the upcoming set from Dominaria United was shown off, but no cards. So, like, I don't know what any of the art goes to.
Okay. It's hard to
just talk about card art, yeah, on a podcast.
Right. Like, in their setting, it works, but for ours, it definitely wouldn't.
Right. So, you know, not a whole lot beyond that to talk about, so I say we skip it.
All right, fine. No moment. Let's move on. Let's have some news. What you got for me?
All right, what do we got here? We talked about the multiverses stuff. All right. Were you ever a big NFL Blitz player?
Oh, man, I know what's coming. Yes, I was. And I played, like, that was one of the main games I played on my PlayStation 1 was Blitz all day, baby.
Yep, Nintendo 64. Uh-huh.
Fuck yeah.
Constant. Blitz 2001.
Oh, fuck yes.
Well, Arcade 1UP, the company that makes those arcade cabinets.
Those beautiful cabinets. They are so well done.
They are releasing a cabinet that has NFL Blitz, NFL Blitz 99, and NFL Blitz 2000.
Man, that's so sick. That is so sick. And it looks great, too. Like, I saw a post about it on Twitter or Reddit or something like that. And, man, this this cab is real nice. It's only pretty, like, what, $800?
$600.
Oh, okay. That's not, like, for a cabinet, that's really not bad.
And if you're one of the first 1,000 people to pre-order, you get a free hat.
Oh, man. What a gift.
Right? No kidding. All right. So it's a little out of most people's price range, just a hair. But if you're into that sort of thing, it is pretty cool.
It is very cool. I'm glad you brought that up because I remember seeing that post and I was like, ooh, I wish I just had extra money laying around to throw at something like this. Do a bunch of those to have a room in my house full of like updated gaming cabinets would be so fucking sick.
Yeah, it would. To have money.
Oh, yeah.
If only.
Hey, if you want us to have money, you could go to our website, go click the Patreon link. It'll take you to our Patreon. You could put $5 into our Patreon, and then we could buy these cabinets and have fun playing video games.
Join our other patrons. Patron Dylan. We've got a lot of things in the works, hopefully, for some Patreon perks coming up.
I'm excited too.
Some Patreon exclusives. Get in on the ground floor, you know?
Yeah.
Something special maybe if you sign up before any of these perks go live.
Beat the crowd. There's gonna be a crowd.
They're gonna be banging down the door.
First 100 patrons get something special. I don't know, that's a big number.
A great number. I love it. Dream big, baby.
Yeah, right. All right. What else? What else in the news?
What else? Here's an announcement of an announcement. Disney announced they're going to be doing a games showcase at D23 Expo next month.
Cool.
So September 9th, we'll be getting an event all about what's coming out from Disney games. So announcements from Disney and Pixar games, Marvel games, Lucasfilm games, 20th Century games, titles like that Disney Dreamlight Valley, Marvel's Midnight Suns, Lego Star Wars, and then a new Disney Ensemble game. So lots of cool stuff to look out for. I'm sure we'll have a lot more info about that when it happens.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're sitting there thinking, why do I care about this baby game shit? That's the wrong way to think. There's going to be some good news coming out of this for sure. That's a big umbrella of developers under there.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see. Last thing that I have is there is a hint that came from Xbox Twitter, Game Pass Twitter, that Death Stranding might be coming to Game Pass.
All right. That would be a good one for Game Pass. He's working on a game with Microsoft, so they might be coming to term. Like, I don't know.
Storing up,
I don't know how that works.
I don't either, but it'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Especially since it's weirdly a PlayStation exclusive game.
I know that. That
or at least started that way.
That would probably make them real mad if it went straight to Xbox Game Pass.
God damn it. Could you imagine the salt from the PlayStation people?
Yep.
That's it. That's the way the news goes.
Man, I was reading. What was I reading? There was a bunch of PlayStation people melting down. That's what it was. I made a comment on Twitter on something that was happening. There was a mod. So, you know, Spider-Man just got added to PC, right? You could get it on Steam now.
Yeah.
Shit's getting modded like crazy. Some fucking funny shit, too. I saw one where they're playing as Kingpin, but you're Spider-Man, so it's like Kingpin running around doing all sorts of flips and bouncing off walls and shit is hilarious. And there's another one that was Stan Lee, like a really well-done Stan Lee, just running around the city doing Spider-Man shit. And I love that. I fucking love that. So I was reading through the comments, just checking out what people were saying. And oh my God, the PlayStation haters, man. They're like,
why the fuck would you take a good game and ruin it like this? Why don't you just fucking play the game? What? I don't understand mods. Modders are fucking stupid. If you play mods, you're a fucking idiot. And it's like, oh my God. Holy God. Really? You're that upset that people are modding and having fun playing this game? Like, these people probably already bought it once on PlayStation, beat it twice, and now they're modding it for fun to play it again.
Fucking seriously. Why? God. I'm sorry. I hate, I cannot stand gatekeeping in any form across any fandom ever.
It's so dumb.
I hate it so much.
Get over yourself.
Gatekeep the gatekeepers.
Get the fuck over yourself.
All right, you know what? I have one last breaking news.
All right, breaking news. Give it to me.
All right. We have a release date for the new Ghostbusters game, Spirits Unleashed.
Yeah.
October 18th, just in time for Halloween.
Ooh, spooky season.
This one's going to be in the vein of like the Friday the 13th and Texas Chainsaw Massacre games, where they're, you know, those asymmetric, one person's the ghost, everyone else are Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it's that competitive survival game.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it looks so good, that's too.
Kinda cool to look forward to. That one might be pretty fun.
Very cool.
And that's it. Now I have no more news.
That's it. That's all the news. Is that the way the news goes?
It is indeed the way the news goes.
All right, cool. Well, that's the show. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Follow us on Twitter at Green Mushies. Or you can find our individual Twitters from there. There's a link tree as well to find our website, greenmushroommedia.com. From there, you can find our other shows, Weekend Watch, where we talk about things streaming, all sorts of movie and show news. We also have another show called It's Called Soccer Here. And we talk about Premier League football, soccer, as well as some other soccer news and such thrown in there when we can. Also, while you're there, like we were saying earlier, go to our Patreon page, sign up, become a patron, give us money. First 100 patrons, I'm calling it right now. I'm making it a thing. Stamp of approval. First 100 patrons are going to get something special from me.
Nice. Stickers?
Something special.
High fives?
Something special.
Deemers?
Woo! And yeah, that's it.
Sort of favor?
Something
sexual?
Special.
Something special.
You're going to love it. Thanks all
something
for listening.
Sexy and special.
Have a good weekend. Adios.